You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Welcome to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is Darren Clark, the producer of the show, and we're bringing you something tactical and practical today from online entrepreneur Rachel Miller. Rachel is the founder of Moolah Marketing and a mum of six kids in 5 years. She began as a mom blogger and went on to build audiences ranging in the millions. So listen today if you want some fast hacks to reach more customers. And as always, if you love the podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
So Rachel, thank you so much for coming on today. And Rachel, would you share a little bit about what you do before I start asking you questions and stuff?
I think what I do is I'm like a people cheerleader or people collector. What I love to do is I love to bring people together. So for the past 12 years, I started as a high school teacher bringing classrooms together when I was teaching classrooms. Mm-hmm. And then when I couldn't do that anymore, I started bringing preschool parents together. And then cat owners. When I don't have a cat, I build a cat community as a joke, which to 200,000 something people. I built some Pinterest boards to like 380,000 people. I've got a crockpot page because I thought, why not? So we have a crockpot audience. I have a DIY home audience. So I just loved collecting people. And what I realized is really what that is marketing. If marketing is love, because you're solving a problem that you see in the business and you're loving them, you're solving a problem, you're finding people and you're connecting the people with the problem and the solution, and magic happens. You're loving people. And that's, I think, what I like to do is I like to collect and love people.
So, that's fantastic. So yeah. You have, and the way that you monetize the things that you do is you do a lot of stuff with groups, right? You build these groups up and then you sell them stuff. Is that correct? Yeah.
Groups and pages, messenger lists. Right now, my group is the most vibrant, but 2 years ago, it was pages. Mm-hmm. And basically, wherever Facebook's attention is, wherever it's easiest to collect people, that's where I like to be. And I like to be gaming it and growing it and hacking it a little bit and making sure we love and serve people.
I love it. And then you sell stuff to the groups that you get together, correct? That they want?
Yeah. What is serving is selling. Because if there's a problem in the marketplace, if you just give them the solution, you're not actually fixing a problem in their life because they don't take action on it. So yeah. To actually solve that problem in their lives, to love them, you're going to have to sell to them.
Yeah. So what have you seen in terms of, with everything that's going on now in your groups and your sales and your ability to continue to grow them?
I'm doing fine with sales, but that's because I help businesses who are struggling. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I'm doing really well now is kind of like a sad thing. The sense like I'm in high demand right now with people, clients contacting me saying, help me with my sales. I especially work with people with organic marketing. So when they don't want to spend money on ads, they come to me and say, I don't want to spend as much on ads. What do I do to not spend this ad money? And so I'm in high demand now because they're having a crunch. So I'm not always seeing that as it's a good thing for me. For them, I'm seeing this as a chance for them to build and love their audience, because if they can collect that audience now, they're a dentist. They can't have clients coming into their dentist practice. So delivery is shot. So you have to build your, this is a great time not to say, well, I'm going to go take a vacation for 3 weeks, but instead barrel down and get your content ready, build your audience, love your community. Get into your neighborhood Facebook groups and talk in your Facebook groups so they recognize their dentist still when they're not at the dentist, so that as soon as the dentist's office opens again, they can go right back into business as normal.
Okay, great. So what are you doing now? If somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'm having a challenge in my business, what's your process? What do you ask first?
The first thing I ask is, are you able to deliver your product right now? Okay. And if they're able to deliver the product, well, then where's the failure point?
Okay.
If they're not able to deliver the product, can you pivot your product into a different product? So like we had a jiu-jitsu studio. We were able to pivot him into a virtual classes and he took off. So can you pivot? And then if you can't pivot and you can't deliver, well, now it's lead gen. Go deep on that because you're taking action and now is your chance to build up that foundation for later.
So Rachel, if you were going to leave us with what you think are the most effective things that you're doing on Facebook right now, what would you pick as your top 5 most effective strategies, tactics, cool things that you're doing right now? Yeah, I want 5.
5? I want 5. I think right now we have a funnel that is like the bomb diggity. And I actually taught it inside of DM's program. So if you guys want it, go to DM's program and they have it inside their like system. What I do is I do a Facebook Live. In the Facebook Live, I say, come join my Facebook group. It's the call to action in the Facebook Live. It's at the bottom of the Facebook Live. It's a button that says, come join my group. Whenever they comment on the post, I have Messenger set up. So they on the Facebook Live, they chat with me. I ask them questions. Messenger gets back to them. So I'm collecting them on Facebook Messenger. Messenger gets back to them and says, can I get your email and your SMS? And then I get their email and SMS. And then we send them into my Facebook group. The link inside the live, if they click on the live while I'm live, it goes, drops them right into my Facebook group. So they're going straight into my Facebook group that way. In my Facebook group, if they're new, I get their email addresses. So it's like this happy, like, I know it sounds complicated. I should sketch it out, but it's this happy way of like getting people into all my lists at one time with one piece of content. I spend all a whopping 5 minutes and I get them in my Facebook group, my Messenger list, my email list, SMS, and a video view on Facebook all at the same time.
All right. I'm going to let you off the hook for 2 of the 5 just because you thought that was a good one. So give me 2 more.
I love that one. Oh, you guys want another one. I think the Pinterest hack is a good one right now because I love to make a pin go viral on Pinterest because Pinterest has a long tail. So when a pin does well, it'll do well for months and months. But the problem with Pinterest is you can't get a new pin started. It's really hard to get a new pin to get traction. So Facebook has a fast burn where, oh, it does well, and then it's gone. You know, like organic Facebook is good, and then it's... So I love to combine the two. I use Facebook to make a pin get traction, and then Pinterest keeps it going for a long time because Pinterest, if it's doing well, Pinterest keeps it up. So right now we have a reach on Pinterest of 37 million. We're down by a million. 37 million on Pinterest. But the whole reason why I have that reach is because of Facebook. Whenever I have a new pin going out, I have it go out on Facebook first with an ad to pinners. Okay. So in your custom audiences, I find people who are most likely in my niche to pin content. And so I send them the link. I bet you're going to need this later. What does the person who's a chronic pinner do when I tell them you're going to need this later? They pin it.
Nice.
They're very good pinners and they go and pin. And so Facebook ad, it's like a really cheap ad, tells them to go pin. They go pin. Now Pinterest keeps that pin going on for forever. Another one is making sure you have a content stack in your content. So like if I'm doing a Facebook Live, that gives me watch time, right? But I still want micro reactions. I want people to heart. I want people to like. I want people to smile. So I like to do a 3-liner post, a micro reaction post, followed up with something where they will tag or share it. So I want to get all of the types of engagement that people have. And I love to do 3-liner conversation starter, micro reaction meme or photo, something they would share, a tip video so that they have a reason, an aha that they can give to somebody else and become somebody else's hero because they saved their day by giving them a tip. Okay. So that's my strategy with content. And right now my Facebook page of 20,000 people is reaching over 600,000. And that's almost entirely organic using those strategies. So
that's fantastic. I love it. Thank you so much for coming here today and being so generous and sharing like you do. I love that. You're just always so happy and smiley and pleasant. It's really, really nice to talk to you.
I appreciate you. And you've been a huge, massive gift to me and my business. So thank you for all of your advice and assistance you've given over the past.
Likewise. Okay. So for anybody, the best ways to contact you to get more info about you, tell us all your favorite ways.
Facebook Messenger, if you want to actually like chit chat with me, and my Facebook group. Facebook group is you'll be able to get a hold of me and through my team so that way, if I don't respond, my team will like jump on and answer. And it's called Grow Your Audience.
Okay. And then everyone should message you about the when is your Pinterest course coming out, right?
I love you. I love you. I appreciate your encouragement. I'm also wondering, I don't want to be distracted by too many things. Squirrel chasing abilities. So
well, you know what's cool is, and for everybody that's watching or listening, you are You are trying to not drown in opportunity in a time when many people feel there is none. And that is awesome. And I think the more that you share that with your tribe and people, you know, like are on the Zoom now, the better everyone will be, because people who are frozen need to understand that there is opportunity.
There's opportunity everywhere.
Right?
There is. It's, yeah, but fleeing to all those opportunities may not be the wisest thing too. I
agree.
Decisions.
I agree. Awesome. Thank you again so much.
I appreciate you. Bye.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.